Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
In Greek mythology, there is a story that you might know. Story of a handsome young man by the name of Narcissus, who loved no one on this earth. Then one day, as Narcissus bent down by a brook to get a drink of water, he saw his reflection in that water. And it was love at first sight. He fell in love with himself. And not long after that, he died. And he was turned into a flower that bears his name, the Narcissus. Or perhaps we might know that flower as a type of Narcissus, the daffodil. And though this is just a story, though it's just a myth, it speaks of an important truth, especially in the time in which we live. We live in a time where, like Narcissus, we are in love with ourselves rather than with God. We are in love with our accomplishments, with our achievements. We're in love with our abilities and with our capabilities. We are in love with the sound of our own voices. We're in love with our lives apart from God. And as we look in the mirror and we see our reflection, many of us are satisfied with what we see. We have elevated ourselves above God, the one who has created us, the one who sustains us, the one who gives us life and breath, and the one who has given us a place of honor and a place of authority in His creation. And as we come to Psalm 8, we find that this is the theme of this psalm. It is a joyful song of praise sung by the psalmist David, perhaps sung at night as he gazed up at the stars of heaven and he considered the glory of God. All of nature testifies of our Creator, though today many people choose to worship His creation rather than the Creator. And here, in this psalm, the psalmist sets things right. He gives us the right perspective. This is a song of adoration and of praise and of appreciation for the greatness of God as the psalmist stands in awe of His creation. And so, in verse 1 of Psalm 8, David says, O Lord God, our Lord and Master, when I see all that You have created, I am drawn to You, for Your creation is a reflection of You. But I'm at a loss for the right words, for my words are inadequate to fully express the wonder of the radiant glory of who You are. My words fall far short, so that all I can say is this: how majestic, Adir in Hebrew, how glorious, how How mighty is your name? A name that is above every name that is found in all of the earth. You are our Lord and our God, who has displayed the beauty of your splendor and of your majesty far above the highest heavens, all the way up to your everlasting throne, where you dwell in unapproachable light, where even the radiance of the stars, as amazing as they are, cannot contain all of your glory. You have spread out the heavens under your feet. And so all of creation depends upon you. From the peaks of the mountains to the depths of the seas, even to the endless number of stars that fill the skies. And as it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10, the one who descended to this earth is the same one who has ascended far above the heavens, all the way to the glory of the Father. This psalm is a psalm that speaks of the glory and of the majesty of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is his psalm. And in Matthew chapter 21, when the leaders of the nation of Israel criticized Jesus and they were offended because the children cried out to Jesus and they said, "Hosanna to the Son of David," which means, "Save us, we pray," declaring him to be the long-awaited Messiah who had been sent from heaven. In response to those leaders, Jesus quoted verse 2 from this psalm, from Psalm 8, and he said to them, "Have you not read in the scriptures that from out of the mouth of infants, little ones who are without strength, and out of the mouth of nursing babes who are dependent upon others for their survival, you, Lord, have established and laid the foundation for strength and for praise." In Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus calls those of us who belong to him infants, doesn't he? He calls us little ones who are weak and who are not wise in our own eyes, but who, in simple faith, trust in the Lord. And so by faith in Jesus, it says in verse 2, we silence our adversary, the enemies of Christ, those who persecute us and who harass us and who show hostility towards us, so that through our Savior, through the wisdom of Christ, we make the enemy of our soul and the vengeful, those who think that they are wise, we cause them all to cease from their attacks against us. Shaveh in Hebrew. To be still. We cause them to be quiet. The Lord works through those who trust in him. And he carries us on the wings of eagles to a place of safety far above our persecutors. So the psalmist says in verse 3, "When I consider the heavens, I see a reflection of you. I see the work of your fingers as you have weaved together the universe, the sun and the moon and the stars which you have ordained, kun in Hebrew, that you have appointed in their places each day and each night and in each season and in each year. So what is man, he says in verse 4. Who are we, Lord, that you should take thought of us? Zaher in Hebrew, that you should even remember us. And the Son of Man, all of mankind, throughout all of the ages, that you should care for us. For we appear for only a little while on this earth, and then we are gone. While the sun and the moon and the stars continue on and on. Yet, the psalmist says in verse 5, in your mercy and by your grace, you care for each one of us. You have made us a little lower than God Almighty. You have crowned us with glory and with honor. You have made us, created us, so that we might rule, it says in verse 6, Mashal in Hebrew, so that we might have dominion and authority and responsibility over the works of your hands, over all that you have created. You have entrusted these things to us, and you have put these things under our feet, all of the sheep and the oxen, and also the animals of the field, and the birds of the air, all of the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the sea. But because of our sin, sin that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, many of those animals do not obey us. In fact, many of them attack us, and they bite us, or they sting us, or they just run away from us. But the plan of God has not changed. The plan of God still stands firm. What we lost because of our sin will be restored in Christ forever. So we sing a song of the redeemed. By your grace, Lord, we seek to walk in a way that brings honor and glory to your name. Oh, Lord, our Lord, the psalmist says again, this time in verse 9. How majestic is your name in all of the earth, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.